Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything and, since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples,' but you have made it into a den of thieves?" The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death, yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out into the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe, and you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, there's a couple of interesting things in the Gospel this morning, and very important for us maybe to remember in our own lives. Many, many people, and we all very often feel very guilty because we feel angry about something. Jesus was angry this morning. So that shows how human Jesus was. Because Jesus was, even though he was the Son of God, he was just like you or I, just a normal human person. And so at times, Jesus also felt upset about what he saw happening and saw people doing. And we're told in the Gospel this morning, when he saw what was going on in the temple, the buying and selling and money changers, he was angry. So was he bad? Did he commit a sin? Of course not, no. Because we all sometimes feel angry about things. You can't help how you feel. And so when your anger is a good thing. If you never felt angry, you wouldn't be normal. It's normal. It's what you do with the anger that matters. And that's what Jesus taught us in the gospel this morning. And the last part of the gospel is very, very important. He says, you must forgive one another. And that's the important thing. Nothing wrong if you see somebody doing something wrong or you're annoyed with somebody because they offend you or doing something and you feel angry, fine. Now, the important thing is to forgive. And that's where we fail very often. We go around and we're carrying, a lack of forgiveness. We're bearing resentment and bitterness towards that person. And that's a stupid thing to do. Why? Because it's upsetting me, and the person that did it or said it is going about their life quite happy. I remember hearing a phrase one time, and remember this, never let anybody live rent-free in your mind. How often do we do that? We let people live rent-free in our mind. We go to bed and we're turning and twisting and we're still, this person that upset us or did something, and we don't sleep. And we get up and we're half awake. That's not what Jesus said. We must forgive. And remember, finally, you can never pray the Lord's Prayer if you don't forgive. If you don't forgive. If you're bearing bitterness and resentment. What is the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses. How? As we forgive those who trespass against us. So how can we expect God to forgive us if I don't forgive you? It's very simple, but difficult. So now let's stand and pray.